So, guys, tonight we are starting a new series called Relationship Goals, and we've talked about this for a few weeks leading up to it. And I'm pretty excited about this one because there's a lot to be covered. And we're not just talking about relationships and things. We're not just talking about boy and girl relationships, even though we will talk about that some. But in general, the relationships in our life and what those mean to us. And so I want to take you through some types of everyday relationships that we have, such as your relationship with your friends, relationships with your family, maybe your boss, you know, your parents. And then we're going to look at your relationship with God and how all of this relates to your relationship with Him to close it out. So it's about a three-week series, I think, and then we should go from there. So we're calling this series Relationship Goals. So to kick it off, I want to start and by talking about an area of relationships that generally doesn't get a lot of attention. For some of you, I don't know, maybe it'll be a little uncomfortable, maybe not. But bear with me because I'll bring you out of it at the end if it is. So the first thing I want to talk about tonight is authority in relationships. We're going to look at the way that the dictionary defines it. And it defines it in two ways. Number one is it says it's the power or the right to give orders, to make decisions, or to enforce obedience. Anyone cringe when you heard that definition of authority? Like, that's kind of like the authority that you know that's like, you know. So it sounds like someone's violating your freedom with that authority, right? Okay, but there's a second definition, and it's really the one that I want to focus on tonight as it relates to authority and the biblical approach to what authority means. The second definition is the right to act in a specified way delegated from one person to another, okay? Okay, so what comes to mind when you hear the word authority? What about your parents? Coach Brown. Coach Brown. That's right. That's right. Megan is a Coach Brown is authority, a position of authority. That's right. So your parents, they may look like this. They may not. I don't know. Maybe your teachers, right? I'm sure they look like that. What about, like, when you think of authority, do you also think about, like, rules? Like, you can't do this, can't do that, can you can't. Maybe you think of a police officer. He's a pretty cool authority figure. Two thumbs up for him. What about a judge in a courtroom? She's really nice. Really nice lady. Really nice judge. That's Judge Judy. Judge Judith Scheindlin. What about road signs? Road signs are a way of authority, right? Watch out for cows and sheepish cows. So these are all things that do have a place of authority in your life. These are not all the places of authority in your life, but these are all things that do have a place of authority in your life. So I want to ask you a question, though. Is authority a problem for you? Okay? And for some of you, I don't know, maybe submitting to authority is a problem for you. Maybe you're fine. Maybe you don't have a problem. But maybe you've had someone in authority over you and you didn't think that person should have had authority over you, you know? Maybe it was someone you knew in authority who failed you, and now they're asking you to submit to them. Or maybe you're thinking, that person has failed me, and now I feel like God's asking me to submit to them. And that's a difficult thing sometimes. Maybe authority is a problem for you because you're just going to do what you want to do, and nobody else is going to tell you what to do. And then that's a problem, okay? You could be any one of those people, or you may have another issue with authority altogether. But some of us think that authority and being under authority means no more freedom, right? Like, hey, if I have to submit to authority, I am outside of bounds of freedom. And so tonight I want to help you dispel the myth about authority in your life as the Bible talks about it. And so here's the truth about what happens when we respond to authority the way that God wants us to, okay? Submitting to authority actually equals maximum freedom in our life. And I know that sounds counterintuitive. Some of you are probably like, huh? You're like, what? Like, that's not freedom, you know, authority, you know? But think about Adam and Eve, right? Think about all the rules God had for them, right? All those rules. Oh, wait. There was only one rule, right? Remember? So let's take a look at it. Genesis 2, 15 through 17 says this, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.'" Okay, so they had one rule. Don't eat from that tree. They had one rule, and they blew it. They still blew it. They still had the problem with authority. Except, I mean, I feel like I could have followed that rule, right? Don't eat from that tree. Like, they had, there was plenty of food to eat, right? But provision wasn't a problem, was not the problem, was it? I think the problem that they had with the authority God had over them is the same problem you and I have with authority, is we're more concerned of what is being asked of us than who is asking us, okay? And I think that's why it was easy for the enemy to tempt them, because he was talking about the what instead of the who, what was being given to them as the guideline to not eat from the tree. When people are in positions of authority and they ask something of us, a lot of times we tend to evaluate those things based on the merit or what we feel the merit of that request is, don't we? Like, we say things like, or we think, well, that doesn't really make sense. I don't think I'm going to do that. Or maybe that's not what you had planned, so you're just not going to follow through with it. Or we might just be asking ourselves, who are you to ask that of me, you know? And if we're convinced, though, on the other hand, if we're convinced that the request or whatever we're being, you know, by the person who's in authority over us is reasonable, if it makes sense to us, if it fits into our plans, it doesn't get in the way, doesn't mess up our life too much, then maybe we'll carry it out. Maybe we'll obey. But if we don't think it's reasonable, or it doesn't make sense, or it doesn't fit into our plans, we think it is a license to disobey. And that's not how God set it up, okay? And so we'll talk about how he set that up here in a minute. And so when we're caught in it, we a lot of times attack the authority of the rule maker or whoever's in authority over us. Right now, you're already moving from a stage in life where you had few freedoms and a little bit of responsibility to a stage where you will have or already have more freedom and more responsibilities. You're becoming an adult. Some of you are becoming an adult. So, on your way, some things to keep in mind. During this time, you might see your authorities as the enemy. These people just hold me back from the freedom, from having fun, from something I deserve, you know. They just hold me back with all these rules, with all this. Maybe you're tempted to believe that you could just get away from home, then the battle with authority will end. And I want to be honest with you. It's not how it goes, okay? You're going to be disappointed if that's your outlook and it continues to be that way. Because actually what happens is you may long for the day when you can move out of your house and be free, and that's part of life. That is a part of life. But the truth is, the older you get, the more authorities you have to submit to. Think about it. When you were 3 years old, who did you answer to? Your parents. Pretty much your parents. That's just about it, you know. You may have gone to church and answered to a class teacher or something like that, but mostly you would answer to your parents. And then when you went to school, it was your parents and then your teachers, for sure. Now you're in high school, and maybe some of you drive. So now it's your parents, your teachers, coaches, traffic signs, police, right? It's adding up. There's more people in authority over us. And when you leave home, the list of authorities in your life will continue to grow. You know, college, administration, your boss, the government, and so on, okay? So it just kind of gets bigger and bigger. And so if we understand what God's design was for authority in our lives, then it may make it easier for us to submit to it. And when we submit to that authority by the design that he gave us, then there's a protection that comes with submitting to the authorities in our life as God designed it. We'll talk about that. So authority in life is just a fact of life. It's not going to go away. Everyone answers to someone, everyone. So what we have to do is know how to look at authority the proper way. And we have to reframe the way that we think about what authority is and where it came from. So where did authority come from? Okay, believe it or not, God came up with this idea of authority. I know that's hard. I know y'all think Satan did. But God came up with the idea of authority, and it's God's design. He set it up, and here's what the Bible says about it. Romans 13, 1 and 2. It says, "Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." That's key. There is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist, that means all the authorities that exist, have been established by God. Whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. There's a lot in this verse here, and it's pretty direct and pretty straightforward, right? God ultimately establishes every authority. Every authority. So what happens when you step outside of the authority I didn't bring my umbrella, but I have an umbrella. What happens when you step outside of that authority in your life? You're no longer protected, are you? So all the weather, all the things fall on you, everything starts happening, right? And it starts affecting you directly. When we're under the authority, it's a shield for us. It protects us. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, even if we don't like the color of the umbrella, if we don't like the shape of the umbrella, it's still protecting us, right? So God ultimately establishes every authority, and the Bible's clear that God's the one who does that. So what's the next part of that verse? It asks the question, it talks about whoever rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. So what happens to those who rebel against authority? Well, they bring judgment on themselves, is what it says. It doesn't say God just likes to punish people. So here's a question. Anybody here know what rebellion is? You guys all know what rebellion is, right? So here's a better question. Have you ever rebelled against something in your life? I have. Have you ever rebelled against something, right? Maybe your parents, maybe your teachers, maybe someone in authority over you. Y'all rebels, I've seen you. I've seen all y'all. Well, and we all have. The fact is, we were born rebels, in a sense. The Bible talks about all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. We've all missed the mark. We've all sinned. So we've all rebelled against God through our sin in one way or another. No one is exempt, and no one is ever exempt except Jesus. He was the only one. So when you rebel against something, you go against the authority, right? And who establishes the authority ultimately? God. So when you rebel, you're going against God. You're not going against the person who's in authority over you. You're actually going against God. I don't want to be in opposition to God. If God is opposing me, you know, now he gives grace to us when we're humble because he says it in his word. He says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. If God is opposing me, he's almighty. And so I'd rather be humble and have his grace than to be going against him, because I'm not going to win. You're not going to win going against him. But he loves you, and he's ready to receive you when we can humble ourselves. So since we know that all authority is from God, then we shouldn't go against him. That's really not the best way to do it. So that's what rebellion is. Next thing is, how many people in here practice witchcraft? Anybody? No one? Oh. Well, check out this verse from the Bible. 1 Samuel 15:23. Really, the first part is really what I want you to get, so I'll just read that. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You can read the second part. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So this verse is saying that when you rebel against something or someone, it's basically the same as practicing witchcraft. It's likened to witchcraft. I didn't write this. This is the Bible, okay? So any of you guys know what happens to witches, right? Y'all seen that? The creepiest part of this movie. It's like the second. You know, we're talking about scary movies at camp. Just about everybody here was at camp. The creepiest part of, like, the second creepiest, beside James the Giant Peach, was when the shoes, like, disappeared and, like, her feet rolled up. That's the grossest thing I've ever seen. Don't let a house fall on you. Don't be a witch. Okay, that's kind of a joke, but I hope a house doesn't fall on you when you rebel. So the truth is, when we rebel against the authorities in life, it's just as bad as if we're practicing witchcraft according to God. So those are tough words, but it's the truth from the Word. So the main thing is that rebellion always has consequences. And some of you might be thinking, what about the people in authority who aren't doing good things? Do I have to obey them? You know, that's a valid question, because the question that comes across is like, well, it's a good question. And here's what the Bible says in Acts 5:29. It says, we must obey God rather than men. So I'm going to try to unpack this for you so that I don't just give you a license to just do whatever you want to do if you don't agree with the person who's given you something to do, who's in authority of you. So a key thing here is to understand what the Word of God is saying. It's to know the Word of God. That's first and foremost. Because if we know the Word of God, then we'll know what it is he's told us to do or not to do. And the second thing is, submission to authorities is only proper when it's consistent with Scripture. Okay? Now, you have to be careful here. If you don't know the Word of God and its context, this does not work for you. You can't just go running and not understanding what the Word of God is talking about. I'm going to give you an example. You know, people say things like, but the Bible says, and then they misquote it or take it out of the context all the time. This happens all the time. And you can take a little piece of the Bible, and you can take one little verse, one little line, and you can say, well, this is what this means, and you take it out of context, and you can twist it into anything you want it to be. But it's if it's not in context, if you understand the context, then that's when you're out of line. So, for example, if your parents say, hey, and your parents are a figure of authority in your life, if they say, hey, I need to go take out the trash, then you should probably go take out the trash, right? Now, it doesn't say in the Bible, thou shalt take out thy rubbish, right? There's nothing here that in that request from your parents to take out the trash that violates the Word of God. That's your chores, man. Do them, you know? But to an extreme, this is an extreme, obviously, if your parents were to say, hey, I need you to go kill that guy, if you're in a mafia family or something, I don't know. Well, Exodus 20 says to obey your parents, but it also says don't murder. So obedience in that extreme case is only proper when it's consistent with the rest of Scripture. You understand what I'm saying? So it's two different things there. So even Jesus himself understood authority in his life, that he was not under his own, but it was under God's authority. And we will talk about that in the coming weeks when we talk about the God aspect of our relationships. The fact is, God has established this thing called authority to help us succeed, not to get us into trouble, not to lead us to failure, not to point fingers at us and judge us, not to restrict us from having fun. He has established it to help us succeed, to protect us. And we've talked about this before, but God is for you. He's not against you. He's for you. So the things he's doing to get your attention, he is for you. Sometimes we have to turn our head to him, though, and acknowledge that his presence is there. There's a really stupid lie out there that says God is just waiting to punish you. And like he's crouched, ready to pounce. That's not God. That's the enemy of God. God is loving. Now, he set it up so that there are consequences. Okay? Rebellion. With rebellion, there's consequences. But that's not because he wants us to suffer. That's just because of our own stupidity, most cases, right? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You ever heard that? And so when you realize that God's for you and you begin to submit to his authority, then he's going to bless your life because of the obedience that you've given him. And honoring the authorities that God has placed in your life also honors God. During the course of this series, we're going to be looking at some different relationships we have in life, and it's commonplace to hear people say in church, to hear them say, we have to build relationships, and building relationships is important. And they're absolutely right. But what you don't hear often is that sometimes in order for something better to be built, you may have to also tear something down that was old in its place first, right? And what happened, so how many of you have seen the new First Bank and Trust building going up in Abingdon? That huge, tall structure. And it looked pretty big until one day we were coming back from like Asheville this past weekend, and we pulled in there to turn, and there's like tiny little people like standing in there. And it's like, these are real people. This isn't like figurines. Like, this isn't like Legos in the wind. It's like people. And it's just huge. It's a big building, pretty big building. But what happened for that building to get there? They had to tear down the old one, right? They tore it down. They're building something up bigger, something stronger, something more beautiful, something with purpose. Now, through the course of the series, some of you may need to have some old ideas of what you thought authority was and aspects of your relationships. Maybe you need to have those old ideas torn down in order to make room for God to rebuild his idea of authority, his idea of relationships in your life. God is about transforming us, and I've harped on this a lot, but our life is transformation. From the moment we're born to the moment God takes us home, we are going to be transforming, going through seasons of life, going through different things. Some of those seasons are hard. Some of those seasons feel really boring. Some of the seasons are really busy. Some of the seasons are excruciatingly painful. Some of the seasons are sad seasons. Some are happy. But God is about transforming us. And sometimes it can be painful, especially when our ideas don't line up with what God says. So we need to be really clear on what he has said about authority. And whenever we step away from that authority, we step outside of his covering. We step outside of his protection for us that he's already placed in position in our lives. Like, it's a system that works if we will follow what he has already designed for us. And that's the key. So maybe that's why some of you might be having a hard time. You stepped outside of authority in your life. I don't know. Whether it's direct authority that God has placed in your life, or other authority figures that he has in your life. Maybe you've stepped outside of that, and so maybe you're doing your own thing, but it's not working. What you can do is you have a choice. You can surrender to him. You can surrender your life to him and surrender the wrong ideas you have about authority and the wrong ideas you have about the things that you think he says, and get to know exactly what he has to say and find people who can lead you the right direction and lead you to him and to the truth of his word and not to your own your own perspective of the word. Make sure that you understand the real truth of what his word is. You got to give him all that first and surrender it.